This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. died this morning at age 84. The protege of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and two-time U.S. presidential candidate, Jackson's career was centered in Chicago. Through Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition, he channeled cries for black pride and self-determination into corporate boardrooms, pressuring executives to make America a more open and equitable society. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he'll remember his moments with Jackson.
You know, things like when he would say to me, you know, Brandon, you have to say it as if it's the first time they've ever heard it, you know, and that you got to keep hope alive. And, you know, he just has such a keen strategic mind. And that's something that, you know, I will always cherish.
Jackson Sr. is survived by his wife Jacqueline and six children. Some people in central Illinois say they are being left in the dark when it comes to massive data center projects. Lori McKiernan, a volunteer with Sustainable Springfield, spoke at a press conference promoting new legislation regulating data centers in Champaign on February 12th. She's urging legislators to pass the Power Act, which would stop companies from using non-disclosure agreements to hide deals from the public, among other things. McKiernan says communities need a real seat at the table before these projects are approved.
We're fighting for a community benefits agreement so that we have some agency in this conversation. While many of the communities I've talked to are actively engaged in these conversations, there are many communities that don't have the resources to fight for local protections and transparency.
The Power Act would also require transparent engagement, binding community benefits agreements, and an intervention compensation fund to help impacted areas. Governor J.B. Pritzker is supporting State Representative Margaret Croak in the Democratic primary for comptroller. Capital News Illinois reports Pritzker announced the endorsement on Monday, citing Croak's past work in Pritzker's administration and her financial leadership in the General Assembly. Croak is a close ally of Pritzker and was a top advisor on Pritzker's 2018 campaign for governor. Pritzker's endorsement could provide a financial boost to the four-person primary campaign. This is WSIU.